it was a really humbling and exciting kind of opportunity for me to rethink, how do I want to serve this industry? You know, because I believe that purpose is what drives a meaningful brand.
This is 401k Specialist Editor-in-Chief Brian Anderson, and this is the 401k Specialist Podcast. With us today to discuss the need for personal branding for financial advisors and to talk about why she has just recently announced the creation of an all-new retirement industry marketing event is Sherry Fitz. Anyone who attends a retirement industry event knows there's a pretty good chance Sherry's speaking at it, and the well-known branding consultant and founder of Sherry Fitz & Co. has just added a new title to her resume as the founder of Sway Live, which is the name of her new conference scheduled for August 7th through 9th in San Diego, California. Welcome back to the 401k Specialist Podcast, Sherry.
The crowd goes wild. I wish I had sound effects for you, Brian. Thank you. It's awesome to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, for sure.
All right, you bet. Now, before we get to talking about the new event, I kind of wanted to start by asking you about the importance of personal branding for advisors in the 401k space and why you like to debunk the common belief that personal branding is a soft skill.
Oh, wow. Okay, I want you guys all to kind of close your eyes for just a minute. Unless you're driving, then don't do that. But remember when you were a little kid and you would go down the cereal aisle and it was always, you started plotting that you were going to get the one with Captain Crunch on the front early on because you didn't want the stupid generic one, even though maybe it was the same, maybe it wasn't. No matter what one of your parents would tell you, you knew that Captain Crunch was better than that generic kind of cereal, right? And so we'd known from when we were little that brands matter. We do. We know that brands matter. Why do you think there's like commercials at Christmas time specifically focused on kids under three? Because we know that brands matter. So if you kind of take that and you can release any childhood kind of fear you had over the cereal aisle, tip to parents, what I would do on that cereal aisle thing with my son is I would give him gift certificates every holiday. And then he could choose to spend those or not, just in case you wanted to know how I managed that trauma with my son. So, you know, of course, brands matter. Of course, brands matter, which means then, of course, our brand matters for sure. So my thing is if you look across the world of financial services, some people pop and some people don't. And you know the people who pop, and you may or may not know the people who don't. And these are people who I believe have spent some time thinking about what it is they value, what it is they believe in, who they serve, and figuring out how to bring every ounce of that into what they do. That's personal branding.
All right. Well, I've heard you talk about how there's usually so much more to the story about advisors than simply that they're licensed. And how getting that point across to prospective clients is really important in building building trust and relationships. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Okay, so let me just say one thing. I honor and abide by the fact that as advisors, that licensing is crucial. I honor the fact that ongoing education associated with the services and solutions that you bring is crucial. And what I see, though, is that especially when I look around at conferences, it seems as if the content is specifically created to serve the almighty continuing education credit. And when you look at poll after poll after poll, survey says advisors often say they struggle with marketing and branding. They say that. And I'm a marketing and branding speaker. And usually, maybe at big industry conferences, there may be four sessions out of 40 or 50 sessions on that specific topic because we have to bow down to the almighty continuing education credit. And I say this, I welcome, you know, the wrath, but I truly believe that compliance and licensing is the lowest common denominator of what is required from our industry as prescribed by the government.
Right.
You know?
I get it.
Ouch. And we as an industry use compliance as an excuse, and we use CE as a reason of what content is driven in order to help advisors be successful.
Right. Right.
Right.
Well, that kind of leads us well into our next topic. I can't wait any longer. We got to talk about the new event you just recently created and announced. So tell us about Sway Live and how it all came about.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. Over the past couple of years, I've been doing this deep immersive workshop called Operation Amplify. And to be honest, I loved it. It was really fulfilling. People who attended it felt like they got significant value out of it. And for me as a practitioner, it was really hard for me. And this past February, one of the things I decided to do was kind of take what I learned from that particular work. And I did a founding member kind of idea out to my email list and said, I'm thinking of something different. I'm thinking of a way to serve more people. I'm thinking of a way to serve more people, you know, at a price point that's more affordable and not so intensive and all over the place. And Brian, you know, it's that sell it before you make it theory that a lot of people maybe have heard of. And so I sold it before I made it. And the Sway community has 45 people in it right now. 45 people voted with their credit card. And it, you know, it was a really humbling and exciting kind of opportunity for me to rethink, how do I want to serve this industry? And what, you know, because I believe that purpose is what drives a meaningful brand. And what I believe my purpose is to amplify the heart of financial services. And how I go about doing that is raising up 1,000 more voices in this industry that are different, that are unique, that serve different niches or whatever. And how am I going to get to that 1,000? I'm going to do it in this, you know, August in San Diego at a live event with 100 people. And, you know, I'm going to pour everything I know and bring, you know, the smart people there that I can get and pour it into a group of people to help them kind of think about their brand differently and, frankly, think about their purpose and what really drives them and have that as the basis for their marketing and their branding. It makes it way more fun. Right. So that's how Sway Live came to be. Yeah, long answer.
No problem there. So I know the full agenda hasn't been released yet. It's got to be, you know, a work in progress to nail everything down. But can you whet our appetite a little bit for what attendees might expect out of the program?
Yeah. So when I think about how I'm going to structure the program is a couple things. One, attendees have an opportunity to be in a spotlight and talk about what they're doing with their own brand, because you know, there are people that are doing phenomenal things on LinkedIn and phenomenal things with speaking and awesome things writing for Forbes, as an example. So I want to bring those people, their lived experience, to the table. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we're going to focus an awful lot on purpose and then use that purpose to weave through the rest of the kind of conversation. So we're going to spend a lot of time on strategy. And what does that mean? And how do you put all the pieces together to kind of either reboot a brand or reimagine, you know, something or whatever it is? And then we're going to do the tactical stuff. So then there's going to be things about, you know, AI, using AI as content or there's going to be, you know, my favorite video editor program, Descript is one of them, or different kinds of ways to shoot video. So there's going to be a combination of strategy and then a bunch of tactics. My objective is that people have a really clear idea of what they want to live into in the coming year, and then how they're going to go about doing it. The one thing, Brian, that I was thinking about, just to try to shift it up a little bit, and how might this be different? There's also going to be this resource hub. So on site, there will be a resource hub with ideas and technology and, you know, things to kind of give a shot. And I'm hoping to be able to kind of create even a mini video studio for people to sit down and, you know, talk from. And then also that same resource hub will be taken online, and that will be kind of an ongoing way for people to kind of continue to access the resources that we talk about at the, you know, at the meeting. And then if I may, here's the deal that's different about this conference. It's not just a conference and you're done. If you want to, you can come along with us in the Sway ongoing community and continue to get support, have community, test out ideas. So you can jump on the bus with us, because we're going to continue to do this all year long. So you'll have ongoing resources in that way too.
Excellent. All right. You know, before we wrap this up, you've obviously got a lot on your plate with starting a brand new industry event, but I'm curious about what else is on your radar right now. Are you headed over to Broadridge 360 and FI360 Scottsdale?
Oh, you guys, come to my session. They put me on the last day in the morning, so that's kind of sad, but I don't care. I'm going to be doing a whole session on ChatGPT.
Nice.
So on AI.
Everybody's curious about that right now. Everybody's curious about it.
Yep. I've been using AI for more than a year and a half. I use another platform called Jasper. And so I'm going to, you know, introduce some ideas to the audience about how they might want to use it just in your practice today, what I'm seeing, you know, moving forward. So that's at Broadridge, and that will be kind of super cool. And then I'm going to, on the wealth management side, Altruist is a custodial doing some super cool things on the wealth management side. And I'll be speaking there, and I'll be doing another live session on AI and how advisors can use it in their practice. So there's some fun stuff. You know, I love me some technology.
Excellent. Well, it's been great catching up with you, Sherry. And thank you very much for joining us today on the 401k Specialist Podcast. We wish you the best of luck with Sway Live.
Thank you.